Institute.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like stopping in the middle of sex, being like, I need to just blow my. Like, it's just an awkward time.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Can I? Yeah. All zen and all. I was like, no, I'm not doing that. Yeah. And men, when are men ever going to get their own skincare routine?
No.
Dana wouldn't have one if it wasn't for me.
Yeah.
But like, yeah. Don't try fucking con me.
Yeah. This was a con. This is what this was.
That's a fucking con. Welcome to Home I Drink with Charlene and Ellie, our podcast is like a group chat between your best friends. The girls bash you on a night out where you spill all the gossip and relationship dilemmas. And life, if you're a return listener, welcome back. And if you're new here,
welcome.
Are you new here? TikTok. Are you new here?
What's that?
Are you new here?
Oh, the...
Yeah. What was the problem
again? I'm thinking of the one where like... Did you ever see those TikToks and it's like when the new boyfriend meets the old boyfriend in the house or something and it's like,
are you new here?
I'm the owner of this
house. Yeah. Who are you?
Yeah.
I'm Pam. If you're a new listener, welcome.
Hi.
If this is your first ever episode, hi.
Welcome.
Home with Drink is out for you every Wednesday at 12 and we have bonus episodes every Monday at 12. And then more of us on YouTube. So full video is on Thursday at 12. On YouTube. And this week we're talking about Christmas gifts.
Woo!
Yeah. All things Christmas gifts, worst Christmas gifts, best, and just a bit of Christmas in general.
Yeah.
Is this our Christmas episode? No.
But it's time to start bringing the Christmas cheer in. I wanted to talk about it in September. I wasn't allowed.
Yeah.
I really was.
Yeah.
I bought a Christmas jumper in October, I think.
You were ready to go.
Oh, I am. Absolutely
Did
rare.
Did you see the girls' patching Christmas jumper?
We need something like that.
So nice.
Anybody out there can make Christmas jumpers, let us know.
Oh my God, it was
we
so
would
nice.
Love.
It would look like a vintage-y, like.
They're so Christmas cute.
Jumper. So nice. But yeah, we've had a week since we recorded.
Mm-hmm.
We're back to normal. We haven't done any pre-recording.
No.
I had such a nice switch off weekend.
Yeah, you needed it.
I didn't want
to. Fill us all in.
I had, wore no makeup, wore no tan. And I went on Saturday, done a spin class in the morning, went straight to a facial, got a hot hydrofacial done.
Lovely.
Stuck out because I have really, like, my pores are really clogged.
Okay.
I think it's from all the make. I don't know what's wrong, but I had, like, really loved the bumps in my face and, like, found a blackhead. I was like, no, I need to book in for something. And it was really nice to suck all the shit out of my face. And then you can see afterwards.
I'm going
to
show you in the thing.
It's my first time getting one. You can literally see my, like, pore gunk. In the bottle and it was so nice, satisfying. That was lovely. And then like at the start they like drain all your lymphatic and then went straight to the head spa.
Mm-hmm.
So it's called Maru and it's on Angel Street and they scan your head first. You need to get it done.
I know, I need
believe
it.
You haven't met.
I know, now that I've no extensions in I need it.
Oh my God, like they put the
that'd be a lovely Christmas present.
I literally was saying that.
Yeah.
Do you know for someone as well who like all year like works really hard, like doesn't take sex from themselves, like that is such a good present.
Oh,
we all know someone like that who like just needs, you need to be like, right, just you go relax and make sure they book in for it.
Okay.
Like don't just give them a voucher because they actually will forget because if someone's like that, they'll forget. But they scan your head and you see what's on your head. Like all, you see your hair follicles,
okay.
See if there's like blocked pores, skin, oil. And then like I was like lying horizontal this time, flat, the base and still on my head. But they start with massaging your like shoulders, collarbones, your arms, your hands. And like I was had kind of a bit of scruffy tan left to get off and all the oil was really good to get off.
Fab.
Massage there and then like kind of lift you up a little bit so they can get your shoulder blades.
Nice.
And then your shoulders. And this shoulder is real tight. Do you ever like get massaging here, pop?
Yeah.
You can
that
hear
was me
it,
on
like,
Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that like when there's a knot?
Yeah, they're just trying to push the knot.
Oh my God. And it makes me tense up. I know I should, but it did. And then they move on to your head massage, head oil, shampoo.
Do they give you a blow dry after?
And blow dry afterwards, yeah. So you get a massage. Cause I don't really like normal massages.
No?
I went for one not that long ago somewhere else. Just a regular massage. I think I don't like lying on my face.
Okay.
I like lying on my back.
Yeah.
I know you need to lie on your face for most massages, but oh my God. And then walking out fresh with a blow dry.
Heaven.
Like,
how long were you in there for?
2 hours.
Lovely.
Yeah. And you're in and the music playing. It's a dark room and there's a towel over your eyes.
Switch off time.
Oh my God, it was
needed.
A dream. Yeah. I nearly fell asleep.
As far as you didn't dive, I would have.
No, you would.
Oh, yeah.
Then you miss it. You don't want to miss a trick. Like, true. And then the oil, they like section your hair and put it like down there. Like, you know what I mean?
Very nice.
Like each strip. Oh, it's just lovely. Yeah. And then Sunday, I cleaned the house to make sure I had space for my Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was all. And yes, I got my Christmas tree.
Woohoo!
It's getting delivered today, though.
Because I thought you could have brought it home.
We couldn't fit it in the car.
Oh, you physically have to fit it in the car?
Yeah.
So how are they dropping it? In a van or something?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
If it had been a bit smaller, but we wanted a small one originally, but then all the small ones are quite wide then.
Yeah, they're like small and fat.
We need small. We were like, we actually don't need small. We need tall and skinny.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit Ozempic.
That's okay.
A little touch.
You can fill it out.
Our tree started Ozempic 2 weeks ago. It's getting on, yeah. You know. By the end of Christmas, it could be see-through.
Yeah.
That Ozempic fucking scares me on another topic.
Yeah.
Are people's insides not like screaming at
them? I'd try it in a heartbeat.
Would you?
100%.
No.
Yeah.
I've heard horror stories.
Yeah. Only for the fact that the only way I could get it is on like the black market. Like I don't think I could go and like...
No.
I think you have to be like a certain BMI and like there has to be like credentials or whatever that you have to pass.
Yeah.
So I think if I actually physically went to go and get it, they'd be like, no, I don't think you've got the category.
Yeah, because it's obviously a medical thing. So when people actually need it, given by doctors, it's different. But the black market one scares the shit out of me.
Yeah, like, that's the only reason I wouldn't. But if I could go to the doctor and be like, hi, yeah. And if I thought there was a chance that they'd be like, yeah, I'll give it to you. I'm like, deadly.
Something about it, I'm like, I actually couldn't do it. It's like people with tannin injections as well. Anything that you have to inject.
Yeah, I heard a girl I used to know had a hole in her stomach from tannin injections. Mm. Just injecting the same place over and over again.
Is there a specific injection? Yeah. I think so, yeah.
I
couldn't. For that reason, probably alone. Like, well, obviously other reasons too, but like, I couldn't inject myself every day.
I used to have a friend who had diabetes when she was younger and we used to love pricking our fingers.
I get scared to do that. I literally get the knees.
We just love, used to be like weirdo kids being like, yeah, will you check my bloods? I don't feel well. You don't have diabetes. Like, shut up. And we all used to be like, oh, prick my finger, will you? And we'd prick the finger and we'd use her fucking strips and machine and all. What were we doing? Like,
poor girl, I know strips.
Like, God, love her. Like, yeah.
My granddad used to have one then.
Really?
Yeah. And he'd...
Yeah, prick it.
Oh no, I can't. Blood. The thought of having to inject
it. I don't even know if you have to do it anymore.
You do.
I think there's something new with kids. Like, I've seen...
You can get something stuck in your arm.
Yeah, and like a mom can just check out on their phone what their bloods are.
It's basically a pod thing that sticks in the back of your arm. Or I think anywhere in your arm, but you stick it on and there's a needle in it. So there's a needle in you at all times.
Okay.
So you can check whenever you want.
Oh.
Then. But I think you can still, if you still want to do that, but it's just more hassle thing. To do the finger. Yeah. I was sitting down there. I can't remember where it was. Something came on the screen about like, blood, and I thought I was going to faint and I was sitting down.
Oh.
My vision went all blurred. No, I hate bloods.
I don't mind it.
I would love to, one of my goals next year is to give blood, but I think I'd faint. I wish you could give it for a little bit and stop and go again.
Yeah.
Because you have to give the full, I'm sick talking about it.
My dad's an avid blood giver.
I would love to do it.
Yeah. I think he has that O blood. Is that the one that everyone can have? Yeah. That you can give it to anyone.
Really?
Yeah.
It's really rare.
O negative or something it is. Yeah. He has it. I don't know what blood I have.
I wonder, could you do, like, give someone stop and take a break?
And say, that's enough now.
Or, like, knock me out and take it. Like, because do you ever get your legs feel like all the blood gone out of them?
Yeah,
they're actually going like that now, talking about it. Ugh. I haven't even done it. So I don't know how I'd feel.
Okay, change subject.
Change subject.
On to next.
I also got my tattoo removed.
Yeah, you're getting rid of the ant.
Getting rid of the ant as well.
Aww.
I'd only decided when I was there. I was like, do you know what? While you're doing that as well. Like, I went to Reflex and Swords. And it takes 8 weeks to see results from it. So it will like get a scab over it.
Okay.
But it's grand. Like, it's already some of the ant gone. The antler. So the older a tattoo is, the quicker it's going to be to remove.
Brilliant. Okay. Yeah. Mine's all bleeding and all like bled out.
Yeah, same. But I think...
I have a long list of tattoos I need removed. So. Yeah. It is about time.
You'll see my progress and then...
Yeah. Right. And I can judge it and get it done.
Yeah.
I was in Shlugach on Saturday.
You were? In the what hotel was it?
The Address Hotel.
Is that... is there one in Dublin of them?
Yeah, one at Connolly.
Right.
I think it's a new chain. But they invited me and my family down in May. So I was there in May with the spa. And then they were just doing the spa up at the time. So there was no spa when we were there.
Right.
So they invited myself and Graymo down Saturday down to the spa.
Mm.
Absolutely beautiful.
And you got a massage?
Yeah, got there at 4:30 and we were straight into the spa for 2 hours.
Oh my God.
So while I was getting a hot stone massage, Graham was in the sauna, and there was like one of those like ice baths.
What is
sauna, steam room.
Do they put the stones just on your middle of your back?
Yeah, and then she said it to me. Her name was Claire, I'm nearly sure, and she was so bloody lovely. I was so, still am, so fucking congested that I was lying on my front, right?
For it was all getting caught.
Oh my God. I thought I was going to die at one stage.
Was it heavy?
Yeah. My whole face was just heavy, and I because I had to breathe out my mouth because I couldn't breathe out my boxy nose. So that was the only part that I was like, oh my God. And I didn't want to be like, can I stop and blow my nose?
Yeah.
I'm like stopping in the middle of sex being like, I need to just blow my... like, it's just an awkward time.
Yeah.
Can I?
Yeah.
All zen and all. I was like, no, I'm not doing that. Yeah. But yeah, hot stones. She took them out of this machine that was hot, and she said to me, she was like, if they're too hot, please tell me.
Okay.
But I feel like it's the Irish in us to just be like, grand. It's like,
yeah.
You'll be getting your hair washed. And you're like, tell me if that's too hot. And you're like, no, it's fine. Things scald. Yeah, and you never ever say it. I don't know why we're like this. They were hot, but nice hot.
Okay.
Like it was hot for a second, but like she'd rub the stone on my back and then rub her hand. Rub the stone, rub my hand. And then she'd leave them on my back for a minute.
I thought they just put them in a line down your back.
No, she was rubbing, them to like massage me and then left them on.
And to get all your knots out and all.
Oh, she said my right shoulder is fucked.
Mine's like that too.
What are you right-handed?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is.
What am I doing with right hand that much? That is...
You'd be surprised. Like even like stupid shit, like on
I'm probably going to use my right hand.
Of course, we'll do your makeup. Like I know my makeup table at home is absolutely... My chair was too high for the table.
Right.
So when I sit down, I automatically go...
Yeah,
I'm going where like grew.
Yeah.
Driving and all, I get a bad back from driving.
My mom says that dance as well, and it hurt.
Oh yeah, mom says it's because I drive like a race car driver. I'm like
seat
down
back.
Here.
Yeah, and down. Yeah, you put it up. I love seeing my whole bonnet. I need to see the whole bonnet. I need to be up high.
You need a Jeep, girl.
Yeah,
you do.
No, I don't think I. Actually, I would.
I'm telling you now, you would feel so much like safer driving a tall car. 100%. Yeah. I couldn't drive your car.
Really?
I'd be terrified, yeah.
No, once I see the whole bonnet, I'm grand.
No, it's too low for me. I wouldn't be able.
And then Dana puts it down.
That was... Oh, I went out and then you went out with the girls. Yeah.
Are you still hanging now?
No, I'm just sick. This sickness is not leaving me.
Your Chinese looked really nice.
My telling you now, BQ in Parmestown.
Ew, I've never had that one.
You need Hannah texting me. I was like, that looks unbelievable.
Is it sweet? A bit sweet. Spicy chicken, like.
Yeah, we get the chicken chunks.
No,
in the spice bags. Well, you or in the salt chili chicken. Yeah, you can get them skinny, but we get Hong Kong style chicken or sweet sour chicken Hong Kong style.
What's that?
It's instead of like the chicken being like breast, it's like crispy. Breaded. Yeah. So it's breaded chicken and sweet and sour sauce. So we have that on the plate as well as the curry sauce.
Oh,
and brown fried rice out there. It saved me. That's all I was looking forward to.
Brown bread rice?
Brown fried rice.
Oh, sorry. I was like, what in the hell is that? I need to try. Okay, I need to try that.
That was the only thing that got me over the line yesterday.
Yeah.
Started a new thing on Netflix, actually, called Madness. Good.
What's it about?
It's a series.
Is it like army stuff? No.
No, it's not army. No, there's like... Well, only the first episode, there was like violence or whatever. But it's basically this fella works for a news, he works for CNN.
Okay.
He's like a news reporter. And he goes out to the cabin, to this cabin in the woods, like just to have time off.
Mm.
And basically a murder happens and he's being framed for the murder. And like, it just like follows the whole story.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's serious.
Yeah, it's actually good. Yeah. Because I can never turn something on and like actually follow it.
Yeah, we never
do.
Yeah.
And after the first episode, it was the first time we said like, oh my God, are we actually going to watch a series?
Something, fine. I must tell Dana with that.
Yeah, it's called Madness. Or there's another one on Netflix called Cold Call.
I think Dana's watching that or has watched it.
It's an English thing about this woman. She basically pretends to be an in-home nurse to try and find out who frauded her out of £83,000.
Wow. Good. A true story.
Don't think so.
Oh.
It's good to follow.
Yeah.
Something to watch.
Okay, I need to watch something.
Yeah.
I've been watching the Lindsay Lohan new film.
Don't tell me it's the Irish one she did.
I love that one.
That was the worst thing. I have I ever love, watched in
I
my life.
I love Lindsay Lohan.
Where did she drive from again? The Cliffs of Moher to fucking Dublin in a half an hour. Something mad anyway.
10 minutes.
Yeah. She was driving from somewhere to somewhere and it was like
Galway.
It, oh, no.
What's I her love, new one? It was so bad. That's good. The new one is, it has your man in it from, I'm pretty sure it's him, from Pretty Little Liars, you know. Did you watch that?
No.
The teacher, Ezra Fitz. I think it's him and he's the love interest in it, but she's in it and she looks great.
Does she?
First of all, I don't know. She's not seeing on TikTok. She's got like loads of things done.
No.
People were comparing pictures and she literally looks 10 years younger. It's crazy.
Does she?
Yeah. Apparently she spent 350 grand. Apparently.
So she make, excuse me, is she making a comeback like?
Yeah.
Into acting.
She loves the little Hallmark like Netflix.
Those no, like why?
It is actually no, a good film. But I don't have the greatest taste in films, so you might want to
skip that one.
I've seen Wicked as well, actually.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
Did you love it?
I loved it. I thought I was very tired when I watched it. I did think it was long.
Yeah, it's 2 hours 45 minutes.
But also I wasn't expecting, I thought it was gonna be, I didn't know there's a part two coming out.
Yeah, part two.
So I thought when I was sitting there, I was like, oh my god, so long. But then it was over, I was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
I just thought it was so long because I thought there was way more to go.
Yeah.
But then
yeah,
when it was over, I was like, what?
Yeah.
And I didn't cry at the end. Did you cry at the end?
No, I cried during it.
I cried at the, for anyone who hasn't seen it, you can still say it, the dance scene.
Oh, sobbing. Apparently, I get all my information off TikTok.
Ariana didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was genuinely all like,
what's improvisation? Improv.
Yeah. Genuinely improv. Yeah. So like, what the hell?
Yeah.
So good.
I'm like, I understand why they're all crying in interviews.
Oh, yeah.
It's very emotional.
Sobbing.
Yeah.
It's so, if you haven't seen it yet, you need to go and see it.
Yeah.
I'm going to go see it on Broadway when I'm in New York.
I loved Jonathan Bailey in it.
I didn't know him.
Like, he's in Bridgerton.
Oh,
did you not?
No.
Loved him in that. And then in that, I was like,
yeah.
I love you.
I can't believe Ariana is with Bach.
Yeah.
Me and Bach.
Yeah. Have you seen you on TikTok?
No.
Who? All of her videos are just like, me and Bach. I'll show you. All her videos. I know. And I was like, is that just me who notices that? But clearly not. This girl,
I can't believe they're together. I was telling my mom, she's like, what?
I saw Dano during it. And
Yeah.
Their boyfriend. He was like, what? The first thing comes up, me and Bach.
Me and Bach.
Bach?
And there's this girl, under girl, and she makes all her videos are just about me and Bach. And it's like when you meet someone 10 minutes ago, and it's like, we deserve each
other. Me and Bach. Oh, God.
Oh, and the young Nessa Rose is so cute. I actually want to eat her.
They were saying that it's the first time that they've actually used an actor who genuinely is in a wheelchair for Nessa Rose.
Wow.
Yeah.
First time ever.
Yeah, that they don't, like, she's the first actor to genuinely be in a wheelchair.
My God.
Mm.
Wow.
Mad. But I didn't know they filmed the whole thing in London.
What? I didn't know either.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be LA or something
London.
Yeah. Oh, I'd say that was insane to be part of. And all so them flowers are real.
Are they?
At the start, they planted 9 million flowers.
Was it you telling me, or who was it telling me, like, that, like, the little lion cub that they saved
is the lion.
That's the lion. Yeah, were you telling me that?
Yeah, Fiero is the
tin
scarecrow.
Man. Oh, it's the scarecrow.
And Bach.
Bach is Bach. The tin man.
Because Bach has such a good heart. Like, in
God love Bach. He doesn't get a fucking chance.
Yeah. But I can't remember why they turn in. I think it's a spell or something.
Who's going to play?
This isn't a spoiler, by the way. It's just in the musical.
Yeah. Who's going to play Dorothy, I wonder?
Alicia Weir, apparently. Who's I've seen that? Loads of TikTok. You know,
Irish?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
She played Matilda. That's a rumor I've heard on TikTok, but everyone's saying it. And she was at the premiere and she wore red. Oh no, she wore silver slippers.
Oh wow.
So I don't know.
Oh, that would be amazing.
I know. And it kind of age wise makes sense. Judy Garland was 15, 16, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
That'd be good. Coming out this time next year.
Is it already filmed? They film it all.
Did they?
I think they did. I could be wrong.
Don't know.
They spent a long time filming it though.
3 years.
And I'd think Ariana and Cynthia, like, you can't fault them in it.
No,
I couldn't think of anyone that could have done either of their roles.
But. Ariana always said though she wanted to play Elphaba.
Did she?
Yeah, she did a carpool karaoke, I think, with James Gordon years ago, and she said, like, I want to play Elphaba.
What?
There's interviews of her saying that her dream goal was to play Elphaba.
Oh no, she's a Glinda.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen the Penny's pajamas?
No.
They're velour pink and green pajamas.
And the back of it says like Glinda. What's her second name?
Whatever her second name is. The back says their full names.
That's cute.
If I see them, I'm...
Yeah,
do. And the more I see of it, I just love the film more. I feel like after I watched it.
Have you ever seen it on Broadway?
Yeah. So. Not on Broadway. I've seen it in Dublin when they came here.
Oh, yeah.
Morgosh.
So good.
So, but I can't remember what happens in the end.
It's so feel good.
Yeah, it is.
Sad, so like. Sad. Yeah. But feel good.
I was crying at different parts.
My mum was remembering all the songs and all.
Yeah. I love Dancing Through Life.
Do you?
Dancing Through Life.
Yeah. It's good.
Me you and
Bach.
It.
Bach.
Like,
what the hell?
So there's only 2 weeks left to Christmas and we're all starting to feel the pressure of buying gifts.
I haven't even started.
I've actually bought a few.
Nope.
When I say a few, I mean two, but I feel like I've hit the ground running.
Yeah, you start.
So I feel like Black Friday is a really good time to buy on Cyber Monday for a few bits, like, and then it's a good time for it to actually arrive. But we want to talk about the best and the worst gifts you can get and what if anything. What, if anything, can you do about it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like buying gifts?
Love buying and giving.
Yeah.
Not so much love receiving.
Receiving?
Yeah.
The opening of receiving, like, or knowing what? What do you mean?
The anxiousness of not knowing what you're getting.
Yeah. I like to plan what I'm getting.
What you're getting?
Yeah.
This is Charlene to a T. She plans what she's getting for Christmas.
Well, literally. If someone asks you what I want... Like, my family will always ask, they'll get me a few little bits, but if I want something, like, I'm asking for Birkenstocks.
Yeah.
Brown suede pair. Thanks so much, family.
I asked for a Hoover.
Oh, yeah. And a crock pot.
A Hoover, a slow cooker, which I found out I have. Yeah. There's one.
Oh, you have one?
Yeah, I have one at home. I was like, brilliant. Get that out. I want to start using it.
Oh, my God. I'm so jealous.
Or there was something else I had. Oh, a steamer.
Oh, yeah.
I want a steamer.
You should get the one I have. It's I got it in home store more.
Did you?
Hands really like good.
Yeah.
Really good.
Need a steamer because who can be fucked going downstairs getting the iron and all?
The boards.
Go away.
When there's too many steps or something, I don't really want to do it.
Not doing that, no. I'll live with the crinkles.
Yeah, fine. I'll go out looking like I scrunched up my top and stuff.
Yeah. Do you like giving or receiving presents?
I love giving. I like getting a gift too, though. But not like in a... My love language is just gifts.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know what my...
Love getting someone like... And when you see someone's face when they give it to you, and they're really excited to give it to you,
yeah,
and they know you love it, or like it's something that you've a surprise that you talked about ages ago, and they remembered, like things like that is really cute. But I love giving gifts, especially when I think I've like nailed it.
Yeah, when you think you did really good, you're they're gonna love this one.
Yeah, or like thought of something that they talked about ages ago.
Yeah,
like,
that they forgot about,
had it in your notes. Yeah.
That's always a good one.
I always try to note things down. Are you good at hiding things when you?
Yeah.
We don't like.
Really? Yeah, but it takes me a lot to, like, if I buy something when it's in the house and, like, say I bought something for Quiver or something like
that. Oh, no, hiding something that you don't like. If you
I thought you meant, I'm really bad. If I have something, like, I always want to be like, I'll tell you what I got. Yeah, do you want to know? Yeah, one of them. Go to hiding a gift if I don't like it.
Yeah.
I think so.
I don't think I've ever not, one time I did not like a gift. Because I thought it was going to be High School Musical DVD and it wasn't. It was a different DVD. But I still was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Like that kid, oh, an avocado. Thanks.
But I feel like with someone.
I think so.
Someone knows you in any way, though, they'll
know what
they'll know if you hate something.
Yeah.
I'd hope. If they put any time or thought into it.
Yeah. They're going to have some sort of like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you ask somebody for a receipt?
To return something?
Mm.
If it didn't fit, maybe.
Okay.
Is that fair?
Yeah.
It depends who the person is.
I think I'll always,
like,
if I can.
I'd be like, yeah, obviously, let me get your size.
I think I'll always, if I can, try and put a gift receipt in, depending on what the present, if it's something that can be returnable or swapped or changed.
Or that you don't know, you're like, oh, God, what size?
Yeah,
like, something
gift
like
receipt. And if you go and change it behind my back and never tell me, I don't mind.
Yeah.
One of them.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
fine
with me.
But I wouldn't return something else. I think, unless it actually just genuinely had to get a different size.
I'm too lazy to return anything in life, so I'm just like, oh.
Also, does the return not just go onto their card again? Surely.
You could probably just exchange it for something. I can't imagine moolah back.
Imagine they were like,
they're just getting a notification, this item has been returned. And you're like, I love it, weeks later. I use it all the time. You liar.
So, imagine, like, can I borrow that?
And like,
actually. So, people who only have gotten together.
Mm.
That's an awkward stage.
Yeah.
if you're, because me and Dan only got together a couple of days before Christmas. I obviously had to get my gift because I was seeing him like for a few weeks before, but it's just real awkward. Like,
I told you about my
ex. Talk about it. Like,
I told you about my ex gave me back the presents, didn't I? Didn't we mention that before?
No.
We had, like that, we had only gotten together around Christmas. And I remember I bought him a Seconda watch.
Oh, you told me.
Out of Fields or something.
He didn't like it.
Didn't like it. Give it back. He said, you can have it. I said, yeah.
Didn't even return it.
No, gave it to me. Like, just you can wear that. Yeah, I won't. Present, like. Yeah, I won't wear it, Ellie. Like, you can just have that. Listen.
Must have been doing well this time.
The honesty, yeah.
Like, to just not have
it. Yeah, just not have it. But yeah, Chris, it can be like, I think it can be awkward for a new relationship. And like, me and Graham say this even, we're only new. Like, yeah. Well, like, I think it's hard to know how extreme to go. Like, you don't want to fucking overdo it. And like, no. I've definitely been in situationships and overdone it and felt like a tit.
Yeah, but would you rather be the one that overdone it or under? Like, I know, so, would the other person not have felt like a, like, oh.
No, I felt like a tit.
Really?
Yeah, I felt like, oh my God, I'm doing way too much here. Reel it in, girl. Like, please stop making a show of yourself.
Then back, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to kind of know.
Yeah, Dano got me that first year, we literally knew each other for weeks. He got me like a necklace and a bracelet, but they're rose gold. Like,
oh, you hate,
I just remembered,
rose.
I hate rose gold.
Oh no.
And I still have them. No. I was like, I love them. And I wore them.
They're brilliant.
I do wear them, but I still have them just as a memory, but I can't
bring yourself to it.
Rose gold's not me.
No.
I've never been a rose gold girl. I think it only suits very certain people as well.
Mm.
People who love rose gold.
Love it.
And yeah, and they slay it. But when I put on rose gold.
No, I don't have anything rose gold.
Mm. I think I got them. I feel like, what's a safe gift to get someone? Like, we definitely had the conversation, we're going to get you something, but we never said, like,
what?
We didn't talk about money or anything. Like, we literally only knew it for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So I got him aftershave and a t-shirt, I think.
That's always a safe bet for a man.
Yeah.
Or apparently, safe bet for men is things that they, on the daily, won't buy themselves. Like,
jocks,
socks, aftershaves. We complained about them 1 year, but gift sets. Of fucking shower gel, aftershave. You can't go wrong. They will use them.
They will,
and they're things that don't necessarily come into the top of their head to be like, "Oh, I'll go out and get new socks or jocks or whatever."
Or like a little skincare routine.
Yeah, Graham loves robbing all my skincare.
Yeah, and men, when are men ever going to get their own skincare routine?
No,
Dana wouldn't have one if it wasn't for me.
Yeah,
or electric toothbrush is a good one too.
Razor, good razor. That could be one.
God, like a watch or something.
Yeah.
What about candle? Would they like candles? A nice navy candle, like a dark.
A navy.
Nice, like, you know, for men. Really. Yeah. Like, I feel like they'd like that.
Some, like, loungewear, PJ kind of wear. Skims. Like, homewear. Yeah.
Skims.
Yeah.
Jocks. Socks.
Mm.
Shoes.
Rips. My mom's always worried about, she said, I don't, my mom's like a witch. Why does she have
all
these, like, all these, like,
cool spells.
Yeah, or I said something yesterday. What did I say? I said something, Graham was like, where do you come up with this shit? And I was like, it's just my mom from years ago. She's always saying this. She always says you should never buy somebody a watch or shoes.
Oh, because they run away on you.
With the shoes, they run away from you, and the watch, you're putting a time on your relationship with them.
Yeah. And you bought someone a watch before?
I did. Also bought my dad a watch. He's still kicking. It's fine.
He's grand.
Yeah.
That's mad. That's a good, like, little superstition though.
Yeah. I've been looking up gift guides on TikTok.
Really?
For myself and for for boys.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what to. Well, I told Grandma to create new Uggs because he said mine were in tatters.
Oh, them ones?
No, the
Tasman. Oh, the Tasman. Yeah.
They're absolutely rallied. So that's the only thing I've asked for. But
I'd love a nice candle. And them diptyque ones, do you ever see them?
No, what's that? Oh, that you take the stuff out of and you you'd like this one.
What is it?
Basically, the wax looks like sand. So when you light the wicks, the sand like all melts and then you just like...
refill it?
Take it, yeah. I'll find it on TikTok. It's not on TikTok.
Oh my God.
I got a candle actually in Lidl the other day with the crackly wicks.
That's what I want.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and it sounds like a little fire. Yes. Like,
so nice with a crackly wick.
I need... what is the worst present that you've ever gotten someone?
That I've ever gotten someone?
My brother when I was younger got wrapped up a pack of Maltesers.
Oh.
For me.
Oh, that wasn't for me. That's harmless though. Like,
I know, yeah. Like, oh, that, God, and he was like five, like, couldn't afford anything else.
There's nothing really that like answering to your mind, worst gift you've ever given someone. Like, I've gotten gifts for people and then I tell them where it's from and all, they're probably like, oh Jesus.
No.
I got my mom like a multi-pack of, my mom loves a knot, like long necklaces, long statement necklaces. So I went onto Amazon last year and just looked up like multi-pack long statement necklaces. And there was like 12 in a packet.
Why do mothers love statement necklaces?
They fucking love them, seriously. So, and they all kept, they came in like each individual plastic packaging and I just didn't even like...
take them out.
No. I think, oh, I got her actually. She probably hates it. No, it's still out the back garden. It's a turtle. A solar turtle.
That charges up?
Yeah, he charges from the sun and then he lights up at night time.
Aww.
I basically got her a rock for her garden. What the fuck? Like, I'd say she was... human. You thinking this is gonna be something brilliant. Nah, gotcha.
It's a rock.
Yeah, it just sits there.
Oh, but they love garden bits and bobs.
Yeah, Bobby definitely pisses on it every day as well. Probably, so
yeah. Front of his core.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like maybe it's something that I've gotten in a rush. Like if I've been running around last minute and like you kind of get things because it's in front of you and you're like, man, but I can't think of that in particular.
Something terrible. Like,
or like last minute vouchers. I always end up buying last minute vouchers. I feel like I don't have enough for them or something.
Really?
I definitely do, but I feel like if I buy presents too early on, I'll just keep adding things on.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, that's not, and then I end up like panicking
about. But I always think if you buy too early on, what if you see something else that you think, oh, that would have been better to get them? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, true.
Then you're in a limbo of like, ending up getting them too much or like, not too much, but ending up getting them a lot because you've already got some so far in advance. Yeah, I love wrapping presents.
I hate wrapping.
I love it so much. I think it's so therapeutic.
I hate it.
Except if it's an awkward shape.
Yeah.
Just put it in a box. Piss off.
Like mine will look nice from one side.
But on the back side, there's 19 strips of
cellotape. Holding together with the skin of its teeth. Do you like telling people what to get you, or do you rather keep it a surprise?
So I do it with my family. They're like, what do we get you? Like, seriously, what do you want?
Yeah.
I'm like, you shouldn't. I'm like, it's really hurtful that you have to ask me that. Like, surprise me, bitch. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, you've lived with me for 29 years.
Yeah.
You know the things I like.
Yeah.
So I don't like saying, right, I want this specific thing. Because if I get that, I'm like, I just told you what to get me.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I like that.
I like the element of a surprise.
Yeah.
My sister got me actually a Versace dressing gown one year.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I cried.
Get a baby pink version.
Can
you? Know, yeah.
I cried when I opened it.
She was
delighted. I'd say she was
like,
aww. Wasn't like,
so
got
nice.
Her something that she cried.
Yeah, over. Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's a good one.
A dressing gown's a good one, actually.
Dressing gown's a brilliant one.
Yeah.
I am a hoarder of dressing gowns.
Yeah.
Loved them.
Snuddies.
Yeah.
You can get Dana got my personalized one. I was surprised. I was like, this is the best present ever.
That's so cute.
So cute. Anything personalised, I think, is always nice.
Oh, yeah. Anything with your initials on it or your name or...
Speaking of initials, I'm going to read the first worst present. We asked on Instagram, our Instagram page is Home I Drink Pod, what people's worst presents they received are. And someone said a necklace he was going to give was a C, but he convinced me that it was a moon.
Oh, did you get re-gifted? Is your name not even beginning with a C?
Oh,
is that what she means?
Yeah.
Like?
Yeah. Oh God!
It's a moon.
It's a moon. It's a half moon. I hate my initial on things if it's just
on its own,
like a C necklace or something.
Do you?
Yeah.
I have D.
No D. But C by itself doesn't hit.
No.
No, it has to be my full name.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got 4-pack of Harry Potter paper cups for my 21st, like party cups.
Do you really like Harry Potter?
I saw Harry Potter rapping on TikTok the other day. I was mad confused.
It was
it was an AI version of like him. Like, I need to show you because it was absolutely fucking priceless. I had to save it. He was yoing over him, and I was like, "What have I just watched?"
AI is so scary,
isn't it? I was like, "What is this?" Pivot Drive AI voice Harry Potter. Drill me.
It even looks like him.
It's a banger. Wait till you hear him. So I Snapchat Ginny.
So it was. And he's wearing like it in the video. Oh, he has like a what are they called?
Like a
mouth cover.
A mask thing.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Funny.
I didn't even listen to the full thing, but the first comment on it is Hagrid's entrance is cold. He spit bars.
Brilliant. I was just like, I was lying in bed like, wow, I just witnessed.
So maybe that's what AI, like, honestly, the future. Like,
oh, it's scary.
Oh,
that's hilarious.
Blonde shampoo for Chris Kindle after she'd just gone brunette. The bottle was dusty.
That was in the bathroom for a few months and they panicked.
And so, yeah.
Definitely.
And they said, let's wrap that up.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh.
A foam roller should have been the first red flag I noticed.
I love foam roller. I would love that gift.
No, I'd be fuming if I got that as a gift.
Well, obviously not by itself. With a few other bits, I wouldn't mind.
But physically just by itself, here you go.
I'd be like, right, rolling away.
Yes. I'm out of here. Bye.
A packet of Christmas baubles. I was ace.
Oh. See, that's my heart.
Oh my God.
That is like harmless.
And the fact that they still remember that, I must have really been
that stung
sad at
them,
the time. Yeah.
I'm a makeup artist and my gran bought me a child makeup kit from Claire's.
Oh,
see, that's just like, oh God, love her.
She definitely just thought that was like really good.
Yeah, that was brilliant.
Oh, I love that. I went to, fake toenails.
Grand
press on toenails.
Obviously hate to slight your toes.
Yeah. What the fuck? They surely were on reduction.
They surely came in like a Christmas cracker or something.
Advent calendar.
Yeah.
And they said, no use for these. A re-gift. No. Re-gifted a present to the person who gave it to me, completely forgot. Ooh.
That's always my biggest fear. Yeah. I've definitely re-gifted stuff in the past, but like, imagine giving it back to the person.
Oh, God.
I'd be like, oh, we just think the same. Sorry.
Do you reckon they cop? I don't think I'd cop if someone done that. I'd be like,
would
you?
I think so.
Awkward.
My auntie gave me used makeup a few years ago.
Oh, my nanny actually re-gifted me. She was wearing this blazer at a live show or something. I went out for lunch where she was wearing a pink blazer. I was complimenting her. I was like, it's lovely. Like, it's really your colour and all. And then for my birthday, she put on a hanger and wrapped it up and gave it to me for my birthday.
Surely I'm going to cry.
I know.
Like the exact
one. And then
one.
She got me two other tops as well. But I know the exact one. She's
no.
Like, she's like, I probably won't wear it again. And she probably wrapped it in with the hanger.
Oh,
I went to her house yesterday, but she's sick, so she just popped out the window. She's COVID.
Oh, does she?
Yeah.
Oh, God, love her.
Not well.
Oh, hopefully she'll make a speedy recovery.
She'll be she's grand. She actually hasn't got like that bad, but she wanted us to get infected.
Definitely going around again.
She's so cute. Like, so she loves a little free gift. A suitcase, useful but random, considering I know holidays booked.
Do you know what? A suitcase.
I think that's a great gift.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
Did I ask my dad for a suitcase 1 year?
You did.
I did, and I got
Australia.
Australia.
And then it broke.
Yeah.
In Australia, but that's okay.
But like, you got your use out of it.
Do you know what I mean? I
asked, suitcase were 30 kg. That's
not... Suitcases are actually really handy because I feel like it's one of like, well, especially just living at home, my mom and dad, I just assume there's suitcases there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've never had to buy myself a suitcase in my life. Mm. So when you live with your parents, you're just like, oh yeah, there's obviously a suitcase there. But suitcase very handy.
Yeah.
They're not fucking cheap.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's something that you wouldn't necessarily want to buy for yourself.
No, you just always think, oh, I'll just get one.
It's just like, handy. Yeah.
I don't think that's that bad.
Also, it depends on how, if you're not somebody who goes on holidays, like say you don't go on your holidays every year, like a summer holiday, like then it's not really that useful.
Yeah, it's kind of like.
But like if you go on holidays at least, or go away abroad where you need a suitcase, or even down the country at least once a year, then I feel like it's worth.
Use it for storage.
Yeah. Yeah, true. A used Jussie voucher.
Oh, no.
Wait, so there was no money on it? Couldn't even get your food.
Someone used it and then they just passed it on. And I'd say they tried to be like, oh, it must be broken. They milled the Domino's the night before. Like,
oh my God.
Yeah.
Or maybe someone in their house ate it thinking it was to use.
Oh.
But then they gifted it and didn't realise that's even worse.
A Tamagotchi from Eurozone from my first boyfriend when I was 16.
Oh, I love
that. That's kind of cute.
I love that. Well, so I think I love it now. I don't think I'd love it at 16.
Yeah.
I don't think I could appreciate it then.
A Tamagotchi?
No. I think Eurozone means it's like a fake Agotchi as well.
Oh.
I'd say it was like
a Famagotchi.
Yeah. A set of golf clubs from Santa when I was 8. Dad always wanted a son. Sad face.
Oh, so you're a girl. You could like golf though.
That I see that. I know it's sad in a way, but also it's like, maybe he just wanted you to have the same interests as him and do things together. Like, if you look at it like that, but I think when you're 8, you don't see it like that at all.
Yeah, you look back and kind of think, oh.
A box of cereal, the little version of the Special K. They must think
they must really love. They must really Special like K. That.
Yeah.
Chlamydia from my cheating part.
Merry Christmas, babe.
Oh my god.
Oh geez.
Oh my god.
No.
That is the worst Christmas gift.
What a gift. Like, how do you even wrap that? You don't.
Chlamydia.
My ex-boyfriend gave me one of those phone pockets you get free in school. What are they?
Phone pockets? Oh.
Them things that the government school. Yeah. €9 million on.
Yeah. Do they not have to use them? Where's his one?
Ah, that's terrible.
What do you want you to do? To put your phone away?
That's fucking terrible. It was free.
That's a scam.
Be a bit more creative, boyfriend. Yeah. Thank God he's your ex. A cleaning kit, kitchen roll, duster, and anti-back spray for my BF.
Now, I wouldn't. For my BF, I'd be kind of like, who the fuck do you think I am?
If my mom brought me.
Thanks. Yeah. But I'm at that age now where I would really appreciate stuff like that.
Yeah. But not from Dana.
No, no, no.
If Dana gave me that, I'd say, yeah, you go on there, put them gloves on, and wipe your own.
I learned actually, and this is the process of gift giving and stuff in new relationships.
Oh.
I learned something that Graham doesn't like.
Oh.
He doesn't like when it's not a handwritten card.
Oh, really?
Yeah, doesn't like it.
Has to be, it can't be typed Moonpig. Like.
No, yeah, that's what I did. I did a Moonpig.
Moonpig.
Did a Moonpig, typed in it. No. Not that he doesn't like it now. He's going to kill me for saying this. He's going to listen to this.
Just, I got to fucking see
this. He's every week. Yeah,
he's he puts his phone into my car and the podcast. Oh, I'm like, got you.
Hi, Graham.
But, yeah, handwritten. But he said, I said it to him the other week. I was like, so I have to obviously write you a fucking poem or something like, or like, and he was like, no, it was the fact that you, I think I had asked him. I said, make sure now you write me a handwritten card, like, and I just moonpig him one. So he's like, you can't ask for that off me. And like,
yeah, true. Yeah. But it's a thought. You can get a blank moonpig card. You can buy it.
Write in it.
I think so, yeah.
And I also wrote his name as Graymo on the front of it. He was like,
and did you hate that as well? Bro.
Best pal. Yeah.
So next time it'll be just Graham.
Yeah, gift just giving Graham is a learning lesson. It really is.
It is. Yeah, you learn things throughout the years.
You do.
Dano needs, if I don't have a card at all, one time I didn't, I think it was for Christmas or birthday or something, and he was not happy.
No card.
That's the only thing he wanted.
Really?
He wanted the card, yeah.
Do you ever see people when they open cards and pretend that they don't see the money?
And just flies out. Yeah. Ah, yeah. Ah. Really?
You should know.
X gave me a pair of jeans, two sizes too small, and said they were motivation to lose weight. What a fucking arse.
That's and again, terrible.
Thank God he's your ex.
That is so mean. What a cruel thing to do. Fuck him.
I just got a really nice pair of jeans on Depop, actually. Victoria Beckham ones.
Oh.
Like, I think they're vintage or something, but they have two stars on the bum.
Love.
Purple stars.
Who did I say? Did Ava Dunham have a pair on? They were
Tractor Bottoms and stars. Yeah.
Leopard print
stars.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
So cute.
So cool.
My ex gave me a necklace in an expensive box. I lost it and went to the jeweler's to replace it. Turns out it wasn't from that jeweler. It was from a website and cost £10. He got the box from his mom.
He scammed
put
you.
The pound shop necklace in a Cartier box. Is that what Ooh. He did?
That's terrible.
Come here. I like that's the weird idea. Like, bravo.
But very
you.
Deceiving.
Imagine going back in there and then being like, that's not even from here.
And I like, imagine her being real happy and then he actually only spent a tenner.
Do you think that annoy? I see TikToks of that of people finding out the cost of their engagement rings and like people finding out that the diamond isn't real and stuff.
If you're annoyed,
if you got a piece of jewelry and you absolutely loved it, and then come to find out like it didn't cost that much or like it wasn't the real deal or something, would that annoy you?
No, but I wouldn't like to be deceived into thinking that it did cost so much. Yeah. Someone else tell me, oh, that's only worth.
True.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
If, like, if they went on as if it cost thousands, or
if
like,
they're like, oh, I'm broke after that, and all, don't lie to me. Like, but if you can't, if someone can afford it, if someone that's what they can get, and I love it. And they're happy with it. Like, what's wrong?
That's all that matters.
But, like,
yeah,
don't try fucking con me.
Yeah. This was the con. This is what this was.
That's a fucking con. Fucking con.
Oh, hilarious.
A towel from the in-laws to leave in their house for when I shower.
Aw.
You're not allowed to use their towels.
I know, but it's nice of your own. Like,
towel?
I wouldn't like, I think just a towel. But
that's giving
an avocado. Thanks. If it was a little hamper with other bits in it. But not, I think just a towel is. Do I smell?
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
The last one we have then is a mask for my bum. Like a face mask, but for the butt.
I would love that, I think.
I've seen products like that.
Yeah, so have I. Mm. Booty mask.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it does get a bit like
yourself a soft booty.
Yeah. I feel like you do get dry skin and all. Not in the bumhole, but.
I wonder who gave that to you.
All I want for Christmas is hemorrhoid cream.
Me!
Me too, girl!
Oh, Lord. Jesus Christ.
We need a face.
We're getting old. We're getting old. That's what it is, sure.
Hold my hemorrhoid. Seeks in the stalls is where we get to give you some advice, kind of like the things that you hear in the stalls of Bathroom Nightclub. They tell you things you need to hear, give you the real honest advice and give you the real talk. We always say we are not Bible, take it with a pinch of salt. But this is today's Seeks in the Stall. I have an issue with my boyfriend. I've been with him nearly 2 years on and off, and unfortunately kissed another girl on the night out. We broke over 2 months and I missed him so much and took him back. However, he's been really weird on his phone and very protective about it. It made me so suspicious so I looked at it. I saw he's been messaging this girl and he had messages and is recently deleted with her too. I didn't read the messages but have a lot of anxiety from it. He also has loads of photos on his phone from a night out that he didn't, of her on his phone from a night out that he didn't invite me to. I've gone through Instagram and he likes all her bikini photos and I feel like I'm just giving myself more anxiety. I asked him if he sees me in the future and he said the future scares him. I feel like I'm wasting my time and he may just be using me. He said he wants me to be his girlfriend this year and next year. What do you think I should do? Should I confront him about the messages?
I think he's just leaving.
Yeah.
Red flag, goodbye.
And confront him about the messages.
Like, a relationship should not be making you feel like that. You should not have any sort of, like, anxiety about anything or, like, take it from someone who's seen both sides of the equation. To be in something healthy is,
like, it's just, yeah.
What?
Like, that.
Is this what it should be?
Yeah.
Like
that, it's like, that worry just isn't there.
No, never.
Because it doesn't have to be, because it's not.
Yeah. Like, I feel like so many of us are just conditioned to, like, always have this bit of worry about your partner or, like, just always living with, like,
on edge.
That's actually not how it's
normal. No, yeah. No, I know.
But we're more conditioned to feel that way than,
yeah,
the other way.
Yeah.
No, he's already showing you what he is. Do you know what I mean? He's,
yeah. Yeah. No one's worth your mental health.
No.
And your anxiety. When you can get someone who's not going to make you feel like that and it's going to make you feel nice.
Yeah.
And it's going to bring you peace. Like, they're meant to be your other half and, like, your best friend, not someone who you're having to go on their phone and check messages. They're hiding things from you, kissing other people, telling you they can't see, the future scares them.
Like, go away. You want somebody who's 100% like, oh yeah, for the rest of my life for you.
Yeah. Because you'll get that. It's nothing on you. It's on them and their own issues.
Yeah. To have somebody 2 years on and off as well, like, not knowing where you stand and being in that limbo phase, no. Life is too short. It really is.
It is.
Life is way too short to be fucking around with men like that.
To be in anything that doesn't make you 100% happy. And obviously things have ups and downs. There's, like, we're not saying our relationships are perfect, but they're like things, it's not in that way.
Yeah.
Happen. Like, whereas we still obviously fight and bicker and all that.
Yeah,
but, like,
of course.
That's normal, but then this isn't normal.
No.
That side of it isn't normal. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just not something that should be in
absolutely
head of worrying. And I feel like once he's done that, it's not going to be
easy. Won't be the last.
Forget that. No.
Yeah.
No. And all the pictures of the girl, all liking her bikini pictures, like, he's basically telling that girl that he's.
Yeah. Recently deleted messages,
no? No.
In the bin.
Red flag.
See ya.
Not even giving him the benefit of the doubt because there's no.
No benefit.
No benefit. No benefit. Phone a friend. We get to give some advice from listeners. I love this. So usually we put up a dilemma on our Instagram story box and followers offer their advice. Our Instagram is Home or Drink Pod. And this is today's phone of friends.
So the dilemma is, I've been with my boyfriend over a year and about 6 months ago, he started to creep back to the way he acted single. Drinking all the time, partying all night, not coming home. He always fights with me on nights out and then leaves and goes to a house party. If I said I was going somewhere, he would think I'm up to something. I kept threatening to leave and giving him chances to change. Now I've finally broken up with him, but he's begging for me back and saying he'll never hurt me again, but I'm just not convinced he's going to change. Do you think I did the right thing and should I just walk away?
Here is what you had to say. Walk? Run away. Life is difficult enough without this type of relationship. That's so true. Yeah. Actually, yeah, that is so true. I feel like when you're with someone, they shouldn't be making your life harder.
Yeah, they should add to your life.
Too many other bad things in life. Like, if you have a bad relationship as well, they're potentially the closest person to you.
Mm.
That is too much.
Yeah. Only together a year and it started 6 months ago. So he started acting like this when they were together for 6 months. She should have left then.
I was in the same situation 3 years ago and it's been the best decision I've ever made.
Girl, you did the right thing. A leopard never changes his spots.
Love that.
So true.
You gave him a chance to change and the warnings, with the warnings, and he didn't. Don't take him back.
Maybe he realises why he's lost, but if you do take him back and nothing changes, leave, girl.
You can read the same book twice, but don't expect a different ending.
Wow.
I think I've heard it before. I love that.
Yeah, wow. Tell him he needs to work on himself to know himself better and needs space until he can communicate better and explain his erratic behaviour.
He's only doing this because he thought you wouldn't leave. Best to put yourself first.
A lot of people say that, like, that it takes...
You actually leaving.
Yeah. They don't change. I wasted 7 years. Move on. You'll find better, easier than you think.
Men will promise you the world if they're afraid of losing you and they go back to their old ways if you take them back and they feel secure. So true. People promise mad things in a wave of desperation.
In the moment, like...
Oh, yeah. I'll never even go out again, like, blah, blah. And then...
You just know that's not true.
They will, like, realistically. Yeah. And also, you don't want to then, if you're with them, feel like you have to stop them from doing things.
Yeah, yeah.
They should just be able to do things in moderation and not be...
Taking the piss with it, like...
Taking the piss out of you, yeah.
Focus on your own personal growth and maybe you'll grow... You'll outgrow him as a person, or maybe we'll all work out, but don't rush to make a decision on it.
There's more than one flag, red flag here, and one's enough.
Mm. Sounds like he needs to mature before you consider anything.
1,000,000%, the right thing has been done. Super proud of this girlie. Stay strong.
So cute. Walk away, girl. He's a grown man who should not need convincing.
Absolutely did the right thing. A mean drunk is the worst.
Been there, done that. My ex broke up with me 3 times and I let this happen.
Don't respect you the first time. Doesn't respect you the first time. It isn't going to respect you the second time. Leave him.
And the last one is, go to Elvery's, buy a pair of Hokas and keep on running, girl.
Yes. I really want a pair of Hokas, actually.
They actually have lovely ones.
Yeah. I want the pink ones.
They have very, very nice ones.
Yeah.
Needs. Oh, God.
I love when he's giving advice because it's always...
It's so good.
I love the little one-liners and the quote.
Yeah. He's on the ball with the one-liners.
My veins.
He's really on the ball with them.
Yeah.
Very good.
So you can send yours into homeydrink@coloutnow.com. If you want to send in your dilemma, if you want to be in phone a friend and you'd rather someone else's advice over ours, then put that in the subject line. We won't be offended.
No.
Because they give great advice.
Promise.
Peak and bleak of the week. We get to give one high and one low every week. So our peak being our high and bleak being our low.
Start off with the bad.
Start off with the bad.
Hit me, girl.
Mm-hmm. Well, last week I had a mentee bee. That was pretty bleak. I was sitting down to do content and I had 3 ads to film and I just burst into tears.
Well, I'm proud of you that you cancelled them.
I cancelled everything. Well, I done them afterwards, but not that day.
No, but I am proud of you that you put yourself...
But I actually physically couldn't do it. And it's like, I sound like a little diva like or something, but that just couldn't do work. But like, I've never cancelled anything before in my life. Ever.
Yeah.
I don't think I've called in sick to my job once.
What the hell?
Well, if I've been sick, I probably have, but not really. I remember filming stuff on my coat before. In my bedroom, obviously.
Somewhere.
But I think I was just exhausted. I was
overwhelmed.
I can't even think of what to do next.
Yeah.
My brain just couldn't. And I was like, where would I even start this? And I think when I have multiple things to do, I've learned that I need to put less jobs in one day. Because I get overwhelmed that like, I have to do this and then this and then this. Like,
I can't do multiple things. My brain does not work.
Yeah,
like
I get
that.
A bit frazzled.
No, I can focus on one thing at a time. Thank you very much. That's all I can do.
Yeah.
I cannot. I'm not very good at multitasking.
Yeah.
They say women are meant to be very good at multitasking. My brain, no. One thing at a time.
But that was, and Dana was away and it was just very sad. So that was my bleak.
Well, what's your peak?
Peak is that I had a lovely relaxing weekend.
Brilliant.
Recharged, got loads of sleep. Because before Limerick and then after Limerick, I'd gotten. Between Miami and after the live show, I'd gotten a maximum of 5 hours sleep a night.
Yeah, I don't...
If I don't get enough sleep... Yeah, still haven't slept great.
Really?
No, I don't know what's going on with me.
You need melatonin.
Let me sleep.
Hook it to me.
I had some night. I was dreaming mad. Like,
were you?
Not nightmares, but like I was in a tornado and I got sucked up and all into it. Like
Dorothy?
Yeah.
Oh.
Basically, yeah.
Do you want to hire me?
That's my peak, and then peak is just the lovely relaxing weekend that I had to recharge.
Good.
I think you can't give anything good of yourself if you don't feel
good
in yourself to anyone else.
So
I was no good to anyone being how I was, and now that my cup's filled, I can feel perfect. Everyone else.
That's I love that. I'm happy for you. Yeah. So happy for you.
Thank you.
My bleak is just sleep. How sick I feel.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, no sleep and how sick I still am. Like, get out of me, you demon. Fuck off. Like, I'm bored of it now.
All up in your nose, your sinuses.
I don't know what happened to my eyes over the weekend.
Maybe it was to do with your sickness.
Don't know what's going on with me. Greater says vapes. Definitely the vapes. It's always the vapes.
Could be the vapes.
I'm giving them up in January.
Are you?
Oh. I know, big step. I've never even...
Are you going to put them in the water? Like, and when people drop them in?
I'll just fuck it in the bin or something.
Okay, yeah.
But I've never even, like, I've never thought even about it. Thought or mentioned that I'm giving up the vapes, but January.
Why? Just over it?
I'm over.
Yeah.
I'm over dependent on something. Like, I feel like a fucking
baby with a bottle. Like.
Yeah, like, I just feel like a weirdo, like, constantly reaching for it and constantly, like, can't concentrate with it.
I'd say it's a thing of habit. Obviously, it's addiction with nicotine, but, like, it's a habit of having something in your hand all the time.
It is, yeah.
That when you don't have it, you're like, it's like when I haven't got my rings on.
Yeah. Like, I go to the toilet with that. Like, that's a problem.
Are you sitting on the toilet?
Oh, I'll sit in the toilet and vape and all. Like, what? Like, come on. Grow up. It's more of like a grow up kind of thing. Yeah. Like, come on. Like, it's time enough now. Grow up. But yeah, that's my bleak.
That's exciting.
Just how shit I currently feel. Hope it clears up this week. Please God. Peak. This time next week, I'll be in New York.
That came around so fucking quick.
Didn't it?
What the fuck?
What the hell? It really did, didn't it?
Oh.
Yeah.
This and then when you're back, it's basically Christmas.
Yeah, I get back on the 16th.
Yeah.
I have 10 days nine days to get everybody's Christmas presents.
Online
shopping. I'm so excited to just see all the Christmassy stuff.
Yeah.
Now, I have seen some mad TikToks that are like, worst time to come to New York, Christmas. I'm like, leave me alone.
Oh, no.
I want to see it. Like,
it'll be busy, but like, it's going to be nice, hectic. Busy. Yeah, but nice. Oh.
I think I'm more excited for Graham to see it.
I thought I was like,
Yeah. It was like when the first time my brother was there, I'd been there a few times. So I was just Quiva actually had never been.
Yeah.
And maybe my dad was years ago. I don't know. But I was more excited for how they would react to seeing it. Like,
oh, I was like, look.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so cute.
I'm excited to
show Graham. Yeah. I'll wait to hear all of it. 5 days, do you remember?
5 nights.
5, lovely. Yeah. Yeah. That's a perfect time.
Isn't it? It's enough. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Perfect. You need to book that Italian place I went to.
Will you have that on your Instagram, do you?
All quality Italian. Yeah, the recommendations on that. Yeah.
Okay.
Really good. And Tao is lovely as well.
I want to go to Din Tai Fung.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that. Yeah. Yeah, that'd be nice.
And
it's hard. Do your reservations, though, because we couldn't get anywhere.
Could you not? Well, yeah, we have nothing booked.
No. Anything we didn't book in advance, it was rock hard to get.
Was it?
Yeah. So I was.
That open table over there?
Yeah.
Just go to the website.
Yeah, but like, if you want something in particular, just like
go on and do it.
Do it like today.
So that Italian?
Yeah.
Book it.
Book that in a few weeks in advance.
Yeah.
Okay. Might see The Rock.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I'll tell him he said hi.
I'm still raised when everyone dubbed him. Oh, he seems so nice.
Did you see the video of him and his mom dancing?
No.
She's doing like the, I don't know what it's called. I don't want to be insensitive and guess what it's called.
But the Hawaiian dance.
Yeah. And it's like a tradition that when the women do that, the men come in and dance around them. So he's like dancing around.
Oh my God.
It's so cute.
Oh. Anyway, one day I'll meet him again.
One day.
We'll cross paths. Guys, thanks so much for listening. You can go back to listen to our bonus episode from Monday, How I Drink Extra Juice, now as well, and listen to watch our full video on Thursday at 12. If you want to watch this episode back or just watch it on video, you can do that. Make sure to like, rate, and subscribe to the podcast. And we love you.
We love you loads.
Bye.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.